Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. As we gather this afternoon to celebrate the installation, or should I say the downloading of a new pastor within this community, I echo the words of the psalmist. Oh, how good and pleasant it is when brethren live together in unity. This is but one verse of a short but powerful psalm that we hear David singing the refreshing praises of the community of believers, a community gathered and centered in Jesus Christ. And from the time of that particular gathering until now, and beyond us today, I pray that we gather and continue to pray when we gather as a body of Jesus Christ around the communion of saints of every time and every place. I pray that we gather as one heart, one will, and one glory, united as Christ himself has commanded us to be. So as we gather to celebrate the beginning of this new ministry of the Reverend Elizabeth Fry, here in this magnificent holy space, it is very good and pleasant to be together this afternoon. Oh, if only we could stay in this moment that is very good and very pleasant. The Reverend Elizabeth Fry. Still get my head around that one, Liz. I'm still getting my head around that one. Liz, you've come a long way from the giddy, energetic, fidgety teenager. Well, you're still a lot of that, but you're not a teenager anymore. You could hardly sit still in the confirmation class way back when. And you've come a long way. You've been blessed with the call of caring and feeding our Lord's flock. Dear Liz, I wish I could tell you that ministry is good and pleasant all the time. But I think you know that it's not. Oh, how I wish I could tell you that you'll be treated with respect and dearly loved. But I think you know that at times you will not. But while there be moments of joy, of great joy, like today, there will be moments that are not so joyful. Oh, that ministry could simply remain in the peace and glory found at the font or around the table. But it doesn't. It doesn't, because this gathering, like the bread that is the very body of Christ lifted up in the Eucharist, broken and given to the world, we too are broken and blessed with forgiveness and then sent into the world. And this is where ministry is done. By each one of us, this is where ministry is done. In the world, amongst all the complications, difficulties that go with it. Paul Simon, for the younger in the crowd who don't know, Paul Simon is a singer and songwriter. He's written many a tunes. One of my favorite songs of his is entitled An American Tune. The melody is taken from St. Matthew's Passion by Bach. And it is also the hymnody for O Sacred Head Now Wounded. I personally love Paul Simon's writings, and I think he captures in the lyrics of this song what you, Liz, may experience, and as what pastors and what parishioners experience from time to time. Paul Simon writes this: many's the time I've been mistaken, and many times confused. Yes, and I've often felt forsaken, and certainly misused. Oh, but I'm all right. I'm all right. I'm just weary to my bones. People will hate you. They'll exclude you. They'll revile you and defame you, as St. Luke says in the gospel. But you know what, Liz? You'll be all right. You'll be all right because you are blessed, just as each one of us sitting here are blessed. And by the same token, it's not just Liz who will be confronted with the harsh reality of service. The congregation will feel this way as well. They too will feel mistaken and confused. They too will feel you're attempting to do something that Jesus would never, ever do. But to you, Liz, as well as you, my dear brothers and sisters, gathered here today, we are all right because of what and who has gathered us all together here this day. Luther wrote of the call to all Christians to serve and where that call leads us all to. Luther wrote this: "The kingdom is to be in the midst of your enemies. And the one who will not suffer this does not want to be of the kingdom of Christ. They want to be among friends, to sit among the roses and lilies, not with bad people, but with devout people. Oh, you blasphemers and betrayers of Christ. If Christ had done what you are doing, who would have ever been spared?" As Pastor Fry begins her ministry in this congregation, you all gathered here today, you, the congregation, will be shaping and forming her. You, the congregation, will be challenging her. But at the same time, you will be holding her up or picking her up when she has stumbled, just as she will do for each one of you. But please keep in mind and be aware that in the best of times and in the worst of times, either way, Christ will be in the middle of all that you share together, good or bad, happy or sad. Moreover, if the ministry and the formation is gathered and centered and formed in Jesus Christ, then we'll be all right. The very fellowship you will share together during the best of times and the worst of times will be and is a pure gift of grace, a gift of the kingdom of God with you here in this place, in the struggles and in the joys. And we know this gift because we know that the very definition of Christian is a term that means community through Jesus Christ and in Jesus Christ. From the very existence of this community, the very existence of this community depends on each other because of our dependence on Jesus Christ. None of us seeks our salvation or our deliverance or our justifications in ourselves. We seek these things in Jesus Christ. And it is in this proclaimed word, at this very font of water, and from this holy meal, at this very table, God pronounces us all sinners. But through these very elements, we hear, we taste, we feel forgiveness and life. In these things, we experience the promise that we are freed from the bondage of sin and death. So today, Pastor Fry, as we mark the beginning of your ministry here at Trinity Lutheran Church, and all that goes along with that, we also mark the call to the task set before this congregation to form, to care, and to nurture this young pastor, and to be the grace and mercy beyond these walls. We are all but clay jars, earthen vessels that God has poured a gift of faith into. Together, through the leadership, the congregation, and the worship and the fellowship, Christ is present among us. This is the extraordinary power that belongs to God and does not come from us. It is a gift we are called to share here in this place and to take from this place into the world among our enemies, among those who would revile us, hate us, and those who want no parts of us. But through the good news of Jesus Christ, through the very faith that has been poured into each one of us by God's holy word and sacraments, together we will be all right. Together, as we are nurtured and cared for, we care for one another here in this place, and we go from here, pastor and parishioner alike. We depart in the peace of the Lord to be one in mission, one in call, fed by the sacraments and nurtured by the very grace of the gospel. We go from here into the darkened world to be light of grace and mercy, to be the light of the good news that shines upon the darkness of this world. Within this gathering, through word and sacrament, God has shown in our hearts the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, to let us all know that we are all right. We are all right. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.